Welcome to the Connecticut College Sculpture Highlights Tour. This tour was a component of a museum studies independent project which sought to not only provide information about these significant sculptures, but also to make people more aware of their visual environment. Professor Emeritus and sculptor David Smalley explains, quote, "Lots of colleges see art on campus as a status symbol. I would rather believe that outdoor sculpture can begin a conversation with its viewers, and since its viewers include a set of young, bright, open people, that conversation can be particularly fulfilling." End quote. The sculptures that make up the Connecticut College campus should not blend into the background, but instead should, as artist Michael Reese explains, quote, "become the rich backdrop upon which experience and thoughts are built." End quote. It is our hope that after this tour, you will not only appreciate the value of art within a learning environment, but will look twice the next time you come across outdoor sculpture. Though not the original, which was made in Greece in 300 BC and now resides at the Louvre Museum in Paris, this slightly smaller reproduction of Winged Victory still is a highlight of the visual landscape at Caen, and certainly one of the most photographed sculptures on campus. Tucked between Jane Addams and Harkness dorms, the sculpture adds a sense of history to the campus. Professor Baldwin of the Art History Department explains, "It's organic, fits in with our landscape, and adds some drama, albeit in a very traditional manner. It also stands as a stark reminder of the classical roots of the liberal arts tradition."
Saul LeWitt was a Connecticut-born conceptual and minimalist artist. Known for his mathematical towers and pyramids, LeWitt uses simplistic materials that juxtapose his complicated conceptual construction. This controversial tower of cinder blocks represents what some people love and others hate about LeWitt's work. While it is by no means a traditional work of beauty, the complex construction achieved out of such a common material is mesmerizing, as with each new angle, there seems to be a sense of spontaneity in this strictly linear castle-like structure. In LeWitt's famous paragraphs on conceptual art, he muses, "Conceptual art is made to engage the mind of the viewer rather than the eye or emotions." From the Lippincott Collection, Louise Nevelson's monumental sculpture, Untitled, has been a striking work of art on the Connecticut College campus since its installation in 1995. Louise Nevelson was an assemblage artist who often worked in wood and used found objects of everyday origin that she displayed monochromatically. The artist explains, "When you put together things that other people have thrown out, you're really bringing them to life, a spiritual life that surpasses the life for which they were originally created." This piece of Nevelson's is unique because it is made of steel, yet maintains her same repetitive and somewhat frenzied aesthetic through a black blanket of controlled chaos. While different shapes and organic forms fly out from all angles, the hardness of the steel and intensity of the stark black coloring bring this mass together as one cohesive expression. Professor Baldwin of the Art History Department reflects on Nevelson's piece at Caen. "I like Nevelson for its grandeur, stark, monolithic color, foreboding, and mystery." Cube is a work that he has reproduced in many different sizes throughout his career. Most famously seen at Astor Place in New York City, his cube allows for human interaction in that, with a simple push, the seemingly cumbersome block will spin and swirl through the air, pivoting on its own axis. The linear lines of the cube contrast the circular motion within the movement to create a kind of Vitruvian proportion. The stark blackness of the piece complements the Louise Nevelson that sits 20 feet away, and the straight lines correlate with the modern architecture of Cummings Art Center. John Ponset is a Swiss contemporary sculptor known for his circular marble creations. The natural curved form and smooth peach marble contrast the modernist works that surround Cummings Art Center. This organic form exudes warmth from both the color and the protective opening in the center, contrasting the cool marble and bringing about a dynamic and contradictory experience for the viewer. A piece of beauty and simplicity, the shell-like form invites many different associations. Professor Baldwin expresses his admiration of this unique piece. "Sensoriya appeals to my love of organic, rounded forms with openings as if worn by time and nature. George Rickey is an American artist known for his interactive outdoor sculptures. His use of thin steel rods that teeter on a pendulum allow for natural elements such as wind and rain to interact with the piece, creating a constant stream of movement and variation. Rickey expressed his goal as striving to make movement as expressive as color or form. Often compared to artists such as Alexander Calder, Rickey's sculpture is representative of outdoor sculpture of the 1960s, as artists work to combine the natural world with artistic form in new and interactive ways. Art history professor Barbara Zabel describes her relationship with this piece. "I have lived with this work ever since I arrived at the college. Its various and ever-changing movements and moods have had a mesmerizing effect, encouraging a kind of zen-like contemplation. I have often observed the effect the sculpture has on others, especially students, who often stop to take in the never-repeating rhythm of the swinging arms." In 2009, the college acquired Northern Memory, Southern Memory by Sasan Soffer. The piece was donated by the artist's family in honor of his daughter, Jessica Soffer, a graduate of the class of 2007. Jessica explains, "My father always talks about how happy it made him to think of me at Connecticut College." Sasan Soffer was a highly successful contemporary sculptor whose pieces are included in the permanent collections of both the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York City and the Indianapolis Museum of Art. Soffer works mostly with metals to create simple geometric forms with smooth lines. He often uses repetition or pairing, as seen in Northern Memory, Southern Memory, which emphasizes these dynamic figures. In explaining why the Soffers felt compelled to donate this piece, Jessica Soffer explains, "In many ways, the campus is punctuated by strong art, and we want to contribute to that trend."
Close proximity to the gate, Synergy is the first sculpture to greet visitors to Connecticut College, and as such, it has the unique role of setting the tone for the campus. Synergy was created by Francis Pratt, an artist from the class of 1960 that specializes in site-specific sculptures. After assessing the goals and needs of her client, she creates a sculpture that is unique to their specific site. Pratt finds her inspiration in forms found in both nature and in human activity. The results are sinuous and lively shapes that can be both organic and geometric. The artist describes her style as flowing, lyrical, and energetic, all adjectives that come to mind when looking at Synergy. Puto 4/4 is the most recent addition to the campus sculpture collection. The artist, Michael Rees, describes himself as a new media sculptor, and this piece is an example of the blending of art and technology. Rees is interested in exploring human body parts that have been detached and repurposed. With the help of various kinds of software, he was able to create a 3D model on a computer, which was then brought to life through animation. He then took a still from the animation and created the full-size sculpture. The artist explains, "Puto 4/4 is a complex piece despite its formal simplicity. One only experiences the complexity of this sculpture upon multiple views and by living with it for a long while. Things begin to become apparent only in time. Different times will offer different readings of the work. I can't wait to see how this grows." Judith Opatrini, the donor of this sculpture and alumna from the class of 1972, says of the sculpture, "Puto 4/4 is a physical reminder on our beautiful campus that we should continue to question, challenge, and truly be critical thinkers." David Smalley is not only a well-known contemporary sculptor, but was also a professor of art at Connecticut College. His work is seen all over campus, from the athletic center to the admissions office. With more than a handful of works scattered throughout the college, his most prominent piece remains the sundial at the Ad Astra Garden on the top of Temple Green. This spot has been a favorite for friends, class gatherings, and even the occasional drum circle, as its welcoming marble bench and views of the Thames entice passerbys to stop, sit, and reflect. As one sits, the radiating lines in the terrace draw the eye towards the sundial and in this way emulate rays of sunlight. Both functional and pleasing to the eye, the sundial is a constant reminder of how brief our time here at Connecticut College is, and thus encourages us to take advantage of every opportunity.